Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday madness time here on the Highbury squad. It's the lockdown series, volume 2, episode 32. And as Matty Kay said, get your boxing gloves ready. Here we go. Welcome to the show, everybody, and good evening, everyone in live chat. Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell is back.
Oh, yeah, right. It's time.
KC, my T-shirt says peachy, but oh, there's...
You weren't peachy, I could tell you. There was nothing peachy about you yesterday. So, whoa. It's going to be Monday madness.
It is. And, you know, I couldn't hold back yesterday. It's kind of like... you know, when you want to come out, you just want the world to know that the song, I'm coming
great, great
out.
Great tune ooh, as well. What a tune.
I want the world
I was listening to that
know.
Earlier on today. Great
Me
tune.
Me too. I was listening to it as well. Good evening, everybody in chat, to all of our regular listeners. There's so many of you in here already who've posted comments. So I'm just going to give a blanket good evening to everybody. And thank you for joining us. Kev was busy doing La Liga. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. Super busy. So thanks for joining me, Kev.
You're welcome, as always.
I just want to get to it. So I've got the Monday Madness top five that I'm going to throw at you. And everybody, let's go question by question. I'm going to start with one of the questions that a lot of people have been asking. And that is this the worst Arsenal team in the Premier League era? Is this the worst Arsenal team in
no.
the Premier League era? You're going to go 97, 98, aren't you? Is it 97, 98?
Yeah, but it's not the worst team. But you know what? Because of the results, it could look like the worst team, if that makes sense. It really could look like the worst team. And you look at our squad on paper, and this is what really winds a lot of the fan base up. Because if you look at our squad on paper, we're not bad, so.
Oh, we're not.
We should be doing a lot better than we're doing. Correct? We
100%.
Should be, yes, we should be doing a lot better. But the problem we've got is these same players have been messing up season after season after season. And so why do we think they're all of a sudden going to turn it on? They're not. Let's have it right. They are not.
So I'm just wondering which players, because there's no Ozil anymore. There's no Kolasinac. There's no Mustafi. There's no Sokratis. There's no Chambers. You've got last 2 years, you've got Aubameyang, Lacazette. Pepe's 1 year old. Saka's just been introduced by Emery, and Emery gave him his chance. ESR really has ingrained himself in the team this year. Tini's a new buy.
Ceballos
is an Arteta person. Hold on.
Sophie. Here's a question for you. Because I know you're going to go through the whole squad, which is great. And I get what you're saying. Who in our squad has won a title?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, we want them to be more consistent, don't we? Or don't we?
Yeah, but they won an FA Cup in the summer.
As you would say, that's papering the cracks. We want them to be challenging and more consistent. So I'm simply going to ask you a question. How many in
Kieran Tierney
have won titles?
Kieran Tierney has won a title with Celtic, right? Aubameyang won with Dortmund.
He won one with Dortmund.
Yep, right. Did Lacazette never did in France?
Well,
did he?
Listen, let's just say 4 or 5 of our squad have won titles.
But let's also say that Aubameyang and Lacazette have played at the highest level in the Champions League. Xhaka's captain of Switzerland, who have played in the World Cup and the Euros. Kieran Tierney has played for Celtic, and they've been in Europe as well. You could argue Bellerin has been there for Arsenal, playing at the highest level across all competitions over the years.
We're not going to argue about that one.
So even though Willian has won everything at Chelsea.
Remember, what he done at Chelsea has no relevance to what he done at Arsenal.
But your question was how many of our players?
Exactly, not of our squad. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, because 4 or 5 or 6 of our squad have won a title elsewhere, and now they're in this dressing room.
Yeah.
How do we expect the whole squad to be consistent when they don't even know what consistency is?
You mean like Peter West is asking, KC, who in the Liverpool Leicester squad won titles before they did?
Listen.
Is it not time to talk about the management side of it and not the players? Is it not, KC?
The same management, what's going on at Leicester, the same management that's going on at Liverpool have been up and down.
No, but they've won the Premier League.
Yeah, but we've won the Premier League. But people keep going back. Let's talk about now, because we all could go back in the past. Let's talk about now.
Okay, let's talk about the season, which is now.
Let's talk about now.
Okay. However,
so the reason I'm saying is these players have never done it in the Premier League. They've never been as consistent as we want them to be. Have they? When have they ever been as consistent as we want them to be? They haven't.
But hold on a second, Kev. Hold on a second. Because we're talking about two different things here, in the sense that at some point, when you see the improvement of West Ham under David Moyes, the improvement of Aston Villa under Dean Smith, the improvement of Leicester City after a disastrous spell by Claude Puel. Brendan Rodgers coming in, back in the top four. You can't now turn around and say, look at Liverpool, look at Leicester. I mean, Liverpool...
Sophie, what I was saying is about consistency.
We haven't been consistent.
And that's what I'm saying. We don't have... For whatever reason, I don't know. Is it the dressing room, or is it because it can't be the manager? It can't be the manager.
Are you serious, Kevin? Are you seriously telling me right now the manager has got nothing to do with the fact we've lost 11 games and only won 10?
Sophie,
are out of the FA Cup and clinging on to Europa League spot.
Sophie, the same players have been inconsistent with Arsene Wenger.
No, they're not the same players, Kevin. How many of them are there?
How many? How many of these players who were playing played with Arsene Wenger?
Xhaka? Laka? Mm-hmm. Is Oba a Wenger purchase? He's a Sven purchase.
Oba is Wenger.
That's it. In this first team that played
Bellerin. Not Holding.
And Holding.
So that's a good amount, is it? That's 5. Who bought Elneny?
Well,
Wenger, was it?
Yeah, but why does... Hold on.
No, hold on. You're the one who started going on about the team.
Okay.
He needs to change the players. Because the players have proven that they cannot be consistent. It's that simple. It's proven.
I agree, Steve. KC, you are now defending the indefensible.
Listen, all I could do is tell you my opinion and what I see. Whether you agree or not, that's your business.
Okay, so let me...
This is what I see. You've asked me the question, and this is what I see. Okay. I'm not delusional to think that these players all of a sudden are going to turn up and be consistent one after the after the other. They're not. They are not.
And if you think that, you're crazy. Arteta chose to re-sign Elneny. He was out of the window, Divian. You're correct. Arteta chooses Elneny. Arteta chooses Bellerin. Arteta selects the team every single week. This whole thing about the fact that we're still playing the blaming it on the Wenger era. No, blame the club.
It's no blame though, but I'm not blaming. I'm just saying the same players were inconsistent under Wenger. They were inconsistent a majority of the time with Emery. And now they're inconsistent with Arteta.
And like Mark says, Arteta bought Willian, gave Luiz an extended contract, rates Bellerin and Xhaka, and he also extended Elneny's contract. Why are we still like, let's just be real. Let me ask you the question at because I have five of them. All right. Mm-hmm. We're 10 minutes in here. Yeah. Everyone, you're listening to the Highbury squad. We're going to have a real honest conversation
ding
tonight,
dong. We're
like
have a ding
we always
today.
Do. Right. Because my question four and five might be relevant to this, but I'm going to go to question five because this now for me, 11 losses, 10 wins. I think someone wrote on the YouTube channel and you guys, our smart listeners in chat, because there's a ton of you, has said that Arteta has to win the next 7 games and draw 2 in order to equal Arsene Wenger's worst ever record in the Premier League. Okay. Oh, let's talk about the facts, Kevin. We haven't improved under Arteta other than defensively. And my point yesterday was
That is an improvement then, isn't it?
But we haven't won. We haven't translated that into wins or draws.
Of course we haven't. And I know that. But like I said before on my Kev Says, sometimes when things are improving, you do not see, when you plant something, you do not see it until it comes out of the ground. Arsenal fans will not see it until it's there on the pitch. That's what I'm saying. I understand all that. Yes, we have lost 11 games and won 10. Yeah. Is it good? No, it's not good enough. I agree with you. But there are certain things that are improving in this team. Whether you want to say I don't see it or
tell me what's improving.
I've already told you.
Now tell me again. I'd like to know.
Defensively, we are better. We concede silly goals sometimes, yes, like the one for Sterling yesterday. But generally, we are a lot better defensively. We are a lot better. Because don't forget, you know, Sophie, and all the people that are in chat, what we used to see under this Arsene Wenger and some of the others was the game over in 25 minutes.
It was over in 1 minute and 17 seconds is when it was over.
No, but I'm saying under some previous managers, we've been in games, looking forward to a game, and the game is over in 25 minutes.
What's the difference between losing 1-0 or 4-0 to City?
What's the difference?
It felt like a battering yesterday. It felt like a battering anyway, and they didn't even get out of third gear.
Yeah, but they're that good. They are better than us. They are better than us.
He gave Rob Holding an extension too, and I've defended
him. They are better than us.
Wait, but you know what really pisses me off? Is that people are making this about the game against City. You and I predicted on this show we would never win that game. We never believed for a second we would win that game. Most Arsenal fans believed that we would not win that game.
So why is everyone melting down then?
The point is they're melting down over the season. Give Arsenal fans some credibility here.
Hold on a minute. I'm an Arsenal fan. What do you mean give Arsenal fans some credibility? We're all Arsenal fans here. We're all Arsenal fans.
So I'm telling you, without interrupting me for 1 second, this isn't about Manchester City. This is about the season. 11 losses, 10 wins, dumped out of the FA Cup, clinging on to Europa League, Leicester, Everton, other teams now who are, one of my other questions for tonight for you is who are our new rivals? Because our old rivals, City, Chelsea, Manchester United, we're nowhere near as close to them. We've fallen so far. So the fact that people have made this narrative about the fact we lost to Manchester City, no. KC, it's embarrassing. We didn't create any chances. How many shots on goals did we have yesterday? Our disciplinary record is the worst in the Premier League. And yes, we might be second or third in the defensive Premier League table since the holidays, but we still lose or draw games. We don't win them.
Yeah, because you know what? You know why that is, Sophie? Do you know why that is? Because we, in the transition of the game, we cannot hurt teams. And we don't. We've seen it when we do hurt teams. We can finish teams off. But we don't see it consistently enough. I've said it before.
11
and I'll
points
say,
ahead.
I'll say it before and I'll say it again. Mikel Arteta cannot wait to get to the summer. He cannot wait. And I know
he knows what he's doing.
Of course he knows what he's doing. 100% he knows. Some fans might think he don't know.
Playing Pepe on the right. He knows what he's doing.
Hold on a minute. Pepe's played on the right more than he's played on the left.
Exactly.
And what are you talking about?
Because he was more effective when he played on the left. And no. He's only done that
Pepe
in one or two
more
games.
Goals. Pepe has scored more goals on the right-hand side than he has done on the left.
Here's what I don't understand, Kev. And I literally, someone said, Sophie looks like she wants to smack her head against the wall. It's true. Why can't you criticize this manager? Everyone killed Wenger at the end. They killed Emery. And if you criticize this manager, you're not an Arsenal fan. You don't believe.
Who says that?
A ton of Arsenal fans, Kevin.
Well, I don't know why they say that. But I say, of course you can criticize the manager. Of course you can. But you still have to look at the whole picture.
Here's the whole picture. I agree with Joseph, and that was one of my other questions. The FA Cup win saved him. If he hadn't have won that FA Cup and we lost that final to Chelsea, the same way Emery lost his final to Chelsea in Europa League, there is no way Arsenal fans would be giving him as many love coupons. How has he improved this team,
Sophie,
and these...
Sophie, I've already said how he's improved the team. There is... Do you know when you're building a team, the most difficult thing to adjust is the attack. It's easier to destroy than it is to create. And we are going through that transition of sometimes we look okay, sometimes we look awful. We're going through that at the moment. It's at some time it clicks and other times it don't. That is what has to come. And it will come.
But
I believe it will come.
So after we won the FA Cup, we were on a euphoric high because we were like, wow, look at him. He's a baller. He wins his first final. Amazing. He takes a team that was absolute garbage to win a cup. But he also had a chance to qualify for the Champions League the same way Emery did. And they both failed, right? And I've said on this show many times, the difference is one won their final and the other didn't. We go into the Premier League season really full of expectation. We think that we're going to do quite well because we're coming off this high and we're infused by this young manager who has some bravado and balls. Any Arsenal manager coming into this team would have got rid of Ozil, Kolasinac, Mustafi and Sokratis. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize those players have got to go. So let's give Adu a little bit of credit too in terms of making that happen. But also any manager coming in would probably have made that move. The point I'm making is, where is the improvement in the league? Emery lost his job because he supposedly lost the dressing room and nosedived in the league after that Europa League final and couldn't recover from it. He couldn't deal with and wasn't a big enough personality and maybe struggled culturally with infusing his wanting of getting rid of culling these players that were causing issues and problems. So my question is, you know, Saka and ESR, I mean, they've kind of saved Arteta in so many ways, but what has he done to improve Bellerin, Holding? Xhaka has not improved because of Arteta. He improved because he played against Thomas Partey. When he doesn't play with Thomas Partey, he's garbage too. What's happened to Aubameyang? Lacazette plays well, then he gets dumped on the bench, KC, because Aubameyang comes back from his issues. I mean, there are some... He ostracizes Guendouzi. He sends Torreira, who you could argue maybe we could do with his help right now. He's made some fundamental mistakes as well as making some great decisions along the way.
Torreira wanted to go. That's not on Arteta. Torreira wanted to go. Guendouzi, there was only one way he was going because he was going against the regime. So let's talk truth there, that the players haven't been consistent this season. We've covered all this.
Why does he keep playing Bellerin, though? Why does he keep playing Bellerin? Why does he continue to play Bellerin?
Because he thinks Bellerin is doing, he thinks Bellerin is doing better at right back. We don't believe so, but he thinks he is. Because
does that make it right?
I never said it makes it right, but he's the manager. Because you know what, Sophie? When he doesn't change it, people moan. And when he does change it, people moan. So do you know what, Mikel Arteta? Keep doing what you do, because you can't, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
But hold on a second. He can't. Okay, so you think it was a good you think it was a good,
it's a decision. Listen,
I'm asking
Sophie,
you for your opinion,
Sophie,
Kevin.
Sophie,
I'm not asking you to tell me what Arteta does. I want your opinion.
Sophie, I'm telling you my opinion. I could tell you my opinion. It might not agree, you might not agree with it, but the manager ultimately has to do what he thinks is right. So it doesn't really matter, does it?
Of course it matters, because he's not making the right decisions. Was it the right decision to not bring on Martin?
Who is it not the right decision for?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you have bought Martinelli on in the game against Manchester City with 20, 25 minutes to go?
No, not necessarily. No, not necessarily.
Explain why.
I don't know. I might have given 15 minutes, 10 minutes. It depends what I see. And I wouldn't have given him 20 minutes. I would have given him 15 minutes.
Okay, but you would have given him minutes.
I would have given 15 minutes, yeah.
Why? So we move to my second question.
But you're going
to
ask me now, why didn't he bring Martinelli on?
No, I want to know why. I want to know why he's not playing and why he's not choosing him.
I don't know.
But
you have to ask the manager that. I can only give you my opinion, but that don't mean my opinion is what the manager thinks.
Michane, I don't expect us to beat City. Listen to what I'm saying. 300 plus of you in live chat right now. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Monday Madness show. And I'll tell you something, I am going mad because Arsenal fans, just some of them, drive me crazy. Listen to what I'm saying. It is not about beating City. No one expected us to beat City. They're on an insane run, 18 games. It's the culmination of that and the manner in which we lost. We were like pussies in that game yesterday. We were like lambs.
Sophie,
we didn't fight. We didn't impose ourselves.
We've said it all along. So, Sophie, how many times do we have to keep going over the same thing?
Because we keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it's a sign of madness.
We are not that team. We're the ones who are mad. Because
hold on, Kevin. Hold on 1 second.
We're the ones who are mad. If you think all of a sudden this team is going to start rolling their sleeves up and
stuck
in.
Kieran Tierney, do me a favor, Sophie.
Come on. So
Kieran Tierney, Pablo Mari, okay, Willian, Gabriel, Partey, all of these players, Cedric, all of these players, other than Tierney, all of these players signed under Arteta. And now you want to turn around and tell me even his signings don't have the fight and the muscle. What is he not doing to galvanize this team?
Sophie, again, sometimes the team shows up and sometimes they don't. What part of inconsistency don't you understand?
But you're defending these players. You're not defending the players in the sense that you're saying they don't have the fight, they don't have this, they don't have that. But these are some of his signings.
I'm defending my sanity, because if I'm not going to drive myself crazy because 1 minute these players turn up and the next minute they don't. This is how the things are with this squad at the moment.
Ikenny, of course. I am a fan. I'm also a broadcast media person. Thank you very much. And Casey is a footballer. That is the joy of listening to us.
This is the balance.
That's the juxtaposition, babe. So get used to it. This is what we do on this show. Yeah. Casey's talking from beyond the lines. I'm talking across the lines.
Across the line. That's it.
And that's the point.
That's the beauty of it. And we battle and we argue because that's what we have to do. For sanity, I've got to defend my sanity.
I might do that. I'm a very passionate fan because here's the scoop. At this point in the season, with how many games to go? 12? 12 games? We have 12 games. There's been absolute zero improvement in the league. I don't care what stats you want to throw at me for the defense and how we've let in less goals. We're still losing and drawing those games. We have lost more games than we've won. That is horrendous. Absolutely horrendous for us. So I ask you this. If he hadn't won the FA Cup, would he still have this job right now, Kevin?
I think he would. I think he would, Sophie. And I've said it before. I think he would. I think the owners have stuck their heart to the mast now, in appointing him. I think it's a project that they back, because you got to remember, if you're going to the Arsenal fan base, if you're going to change manager, they're going to want a top manager. It's not happening. It is not happening. Get the rose-colored glasses, of rose-tinted glasses, and smell the roses, because it is not happening. We could have had Allegri. We could have had Ancelotti. We could have gone for Mourinho and all these people. It is not happening at Arsenal.
Here's what I don't buy at all, and I'm going to say it again because you didn't really acknowledge the question. He now has had, last December, January. So he's had three transfer windows, right? Three. The best thing he's done is got rid of the players that we all were annoyed by and we felt like were clicky. But he is
he's really had one window.
Really, he's had two. Let's be fair.
No, one.
Why one?
One, because only in the summer can you actually do what you need to do. In January, you can't do what you need to do. You can't recruit the players that you want to recruit.
He's had two transfer windows, Kevin.
No, he hasn't. He's had three, if you call it windows, but
two
he's had one
ones.
Summer. He's had one summer.
He's had January. We did a lot of business in January. What is
this?
That's
getting players out.
What is this defense of this guy?
Hold on a minute. I'm talking about the truth here. The truth of the matter is no big team or no team does a lot of business of their business in January.
Well, some teams do it and they do it great. I mean, we got Aubameyang in January and he served us well.
That is not the big business that we need to do. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying in the summer is when it matters. If you could nick a player here and you could bring an Odegaard in here, great. It adds to bits. But it's not the big business, because a lot of the players that you might want are under contract or they're playing in Europe with their teams, etc. And you will not get them. You're only going to have the opportunity to get them in the summer. That's my point, Sophie.
Kevin, Arsenal Football Club have regressed, okay? Now...
You're telling me? God.
Okay.
I know.
One of my other questions, I want to get through the agenda. Good evening, everyone. Thanks to the 300-plus strong crowd in live chat. Hit
this
that like
Monday
button.
Madness.
If you agree with Kevin, hit that like button. If you agree with me, hit that like button. If you don't agree with either of us, don't hit the dislike button. Just let us know why, but we'll still be friends, okay? Please hit it and let us know what you think of the show. We have fallen so far that our new rivals are Wolves, not even Leicester. Leicester, I think, have way gone above us. I mean, people keep talking about, you and I never expected us to beat City. Man United have... That's what gives me hope with Arteta, if he's going to stay in the job, is that maybe he could pull off an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But their core and their backbone was a lot stronger than ours, Kev.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, we've fallen so far that I can't see us progressing competitively in the Premier League to make a challenge. We could become more competitive.
Mm-hmm. But that's the start.
It is, but everyone has moved above us and beyond us.
Yeah, but
year
Sophie,
on year.
Sophie, the bottom line is, when you're climbing the ladder, you have to do it rung by rung. You can't just jump. You got to climb rung by rung, and that's what we have to do. And you know what? It's painful, Sophie. It is painful for us. And I understand losing 11 games and winning 10 is painful. I know that. I'm pissed off with it as well. Let's be honest. But listen, I've got to, I look at everything. I look at everything because I, as you quite rightly said before, my perspective might be a little bit different than some because I've actually been in there. I've actually been in there. And I understand. Listen, when you're going to change the culture, you're changing the players, you're changing the philosophy. That just doesn't happen overnight. And I know fans don't want to hear that, but you're going to have to hear it because you know what? It is the core. And you know another thing, Sophie? We were that City team years ago.
Long time ago.
But that was us, Sophie. Wherever we went, teams were shit scared of us. When Arsenal come to town, they have to sit back and they have to just... It's damage limitation. That's what it is. It's damage limitation. And if they can get their noses in front, then they scrap and fight and blah, blah, blah. But once they, once Arsenal got their noses in front, but now we're seeing it spin round. That's how far we've regressed, Sophie. We are not that football club anymore.
We're not. Yes. KC bringing sanity to your anger. He's bringing anger to my sanity. How about that for you?
And I said, I've got to protect my sanity, man. I said, I've got to protect my sanity because you know what? I understand. It will drive you mad. Watching it drives you mad.
So let me actually, Thomas. I do. We have sponsors and stuff, so you know, I have to kind of mention it every now and again. When David Moyes took over West Ham, would you agree that they were on their knees? They were in a bad situation. Fans wanted the protests. Everyone wanted Brady out, the Sullivan guy out. Wait, let me finish. Let me finish.
Sophie, I know where you're going. So just can I just interject, please?
I mean, I know where you're going.
You finish then.
On their knees. They invested wisely, bought some bargains, did some really good transfer business. But at the end of the day, the core of their team is very similar. And David Moyes, they wanted sacked and everyone wanted to kick him out. And people will say, well, isn't that what Arsenal fans are doing with Arteta? No, because you've seen improvement here. 11 points. West Ham United, Kev. 11 points above the Arsenal.
Yeah.
How is it Moyes has been able to, on paper, would you say West Ham have a better team than us?
No, of course not.
So why can't we say, just hear me out for 1 second. How has this manager of ours helped elevate the team or the players to get better results? Even Alex Scott said, it's hard to defend it any longer because when you see up, down, up, down, up, down, and there's no up, 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 and it becomes then down, down, down. How is it not? I don't want you to tell me what Arteta thinks or what
tell you what I think.
Okay, so is it then that we haven't improved somewhat in the league when we've had the chances? We're 2 points behind Tottenham, who was supposedly going to win the league in December. And
Sophie, I don't know. I keep telling you, and I'm like a broken record, but I will keep saying it because I know what I'm talking about. Mikel Arteta prepares the team. You can't tell me when you see Arsenal.
Very well.
Okay, he doesn't prepare them very well. But I remember doing a show after the Wolves game and saying that was the best they've seen the team perform in the first half, etc., etc. And we blew Leeds away, etc. So the players can do it. The reason why the players don't do it game after game after game, I don't know. Is their mentality right? Is their culture right? I know Mikel Arteta will be preparing them properly. That is one thing I do know. He prepares them properly. But what we're getting when they cross that white line, Sophie, isn't reflective of what the club is. It is not Arsenal Football Club. But do you know what? We've suffered it for, 16 years now? This inconsistently in the league? So it's no surprise to me. The fact that David Moyes goes in, West Ham and Arsenal are two different clubs, Sophie. Let me just tell you that. They're two different clubs.
Well, of course, culturally historically.
No. They're two different clubs. Let me tell you why. You people keep mentioning to me about Aston Villa and Leicester and West Ham. Their pedigree isn't where Arsenal is. So when people come to play Arsenal, I've said it before, whether Arsenal are playing well or not, you get their best. Arsenal now look like a scalp. So Arsenal are going to get the best of everyone. West Ham get a game. Aston Villa get a game. I'm telling you. But because
they're winning games. And they're winning them against us.
Of course they are. But this is my point. When you play the Arsenal, it is a different kettle of fish. And I should know. I've been on the inside. It is totally different. And I've been in the opposition dressing room.
But he's not improved them, Kevin. We've lost 11 games and we've won 10. I respect what you're saying as a player, and I understand that. And I understand that during the week, he prepares the team. But when it comes to game day, it's the players that cross the lines, and they have to perform. Yep. But yet they do so against Leeds, and we laud them, and Aubameyang's back. And I'm not being funny. He's pissed me off. You've been AWOL, right, during a time where you were barren. Then no control over the fact that his mum gets sick. Everyone was behind him and supported him. Everybody, right? But during the time before that, when he wasn't scoring, he was playing so poorly. He never showed up for an interview after the game. He had Saka doing interviews and Emile Smith Rowe. Shameful for an Arsenal captain. Absolutely disgraceful, in my opinion. And he goes missing again. It's the inconsistency. And you can't tell me Pep Guardiola every single week has that team prepared. I know they're superior, but Brendan Rodgers has Leicester City prepared every single week. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer right now has his team prepared. Thomas Tuchel took over from Lampard.
But they've got better players.
But
better
we're not
than us.
Even putting in the effort, Kevin. We're not Sophie, even showing
Sophie,
up.
Sophie, they're better than us.
It's not about being better. It's about being a man and standing up in a game.
It's about being better. They are better than us. And you know what? Let's take away all of the blindness. Take it away. Take it away, Sophie. Take it, move it aside. You're mentioning teams that are better than us. West Ham have been better than us.
Okay, let me go. Aston Villa.
Leicester have been better than
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa have been better
they
than
come
us.
Prepared, Kevin. The players put Sophie, in the no, effort.
Sophie, every team is...
Come on, Kevin.
Hold on a minute. Come on about what? You haven't even heard what I've said.
Well, you've been interrupting me,
I'm
just telling you.
Every team is prepared in the Premier League.
Yeah, but what team shows up? My point is that we haven't...
That's the inconsistency, Sophie. That's what we're talking about.
No, I said that. You're defending him.
No, I said I said they're inconsistent. That's why I protect my sanity. Because I'm not going to lose my head over Arsenal not performing in this game. They might perform... game, and then three games later, they don't perform. I'm not going to lose my sanity over that. No
Zamir,
chance.
How long? Listen, I've said on this show, one player change United's fortunes. We all know that. We're supposed to have a player that changes our
one
fortunes.
Player,
haven't done
didn't
it.
Change. One okay. player didn't change United's
but he
fortunes.
Galvanized them. He galvanized
yeah,
them. The manager
fine.
Has galvanized them. And let me tell you something. Yes, he did nullify Cancelo for a while. And how many years are we going to keep blaming the players? How many years? Are we going to keep blaming the players? The players that we've been blaming are gone. They are gone. There's just two or three left that keep getting started, that keep starting. And the reason they're starting is because this manager continually picks them. You cannot tell me for a second
that we're
not better off with Cedric playing at right back than Bellerin.
Sophie,
you cannot tell me we're not better off with Ceballos in midfield than Elneny.
When the manager picks the same team, people have a meltdown because he's picked the same team. When the manager changes the team, people have a meltdown because he doesn't pick the right team. But Sophie, listen, there has to be some sense in this. There's got to be some sense.
And the sense is this, Kevin. Yeah. That managers tell me that you have not been galvanized and uplifted by the managers you've played for in the past. You are self-driven. You're a professional footballer.
Hold on, let me finish. I'm agreeing with you. You're right.
Okay, so, and then don't tell, and also someone said there's more than two or three. Listen, Lacazette and Aubameyang are on a different level to some of these other players we're talking about, you guys. I don't care what anyone says, right? Lacazette was doing really well playing with the youngsters. He gets benched. Pepe had four games in a row where he shone, which I'm going to come to my fourth question now about him, and he gets benched. And we've said for over and over and over again that he's a form player, that he's the type of player that loves having his arms around him. He improves on form, and he did that, and he benches him. And he came on the other day, and he was garbage again, right? Aubameyang, garbage. You can't... All I'm saying is at some point you've got to ask about the manager either regressing some of these players or improving them. And I just don't see the improvement other than we just don't leak as many goals. But yet we're not winning. We're not scoring chances. We don't create. And his lack of ability to adapt in a game and make changes.
Well, let's look at this then. We've said it before, and I've said it before. Arsenal Football Club being carried by... Saka and Smith Rowe is not right. We've agreed on that, haven't we? But these youngsters have come in and done fantastically well. Saka has been incredible. He's improved, hasn't he? Rob Holding's improved, although he's cost us a couple of times. He's improved as a player. Gabriel's improved the team. Pablo Mari at times has improved the team. Cedric, I believe, has come in and done pretty well at times as well. So I think Odegaard has helped. So there are some shoots. But the problem is, Sophie, we are not the same club. Here and in here, we are not the same club. Because, do you know what? If that Arsenal side yesterday would have gone out and roughed City up, a lot of people would be a lot happier.
We're not going to rough City up ever.
But I'm saying if we'd have done that, a lot of people would be happier because it shows that they're having a goal, right? But a lot of people think we're passive. We're passive because, is it because we're soft or is it because we ain't good enough? Or is it because we don't want it? What is it?
All of the above. And so that has to come.
It's the culture. That is the culture.
Okay, but when my team isn't up for an event, right? I take them out to breakfast, talk through it. Listen, you're going to do this. You're going to do that. It's going to be great. I know it doesn't feel right, but we're going to smash this, right? Mm-hmm. This, and I'm trying to put it in simpler terms. And I'm not a manager of a Premier League team, but I've managed at the highest level in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm just giving my juxtaposition to it, right? In mm-hmm. that, you have to embrace and manage people collectively, individually. You've got to inspire them, especially in today's world. And
so you think he doesn't do that?
I just don't see it, Kevin. That's just my opinion. No, I don't see it.
You don't see it because you don't see it. You don't see it. What's going on the inside?
But if it was happening, it would be on the pitch. It translates.
Sophie, yeah, but Sophie, that is what I'm saying, because everything is. You think everything is related to the football pitch, which it should be, but it isn't, unfortunately. And we should know that because it's happened now for 16 years.
Listen, I know we talk about the culture and the DNA and how they're evolving that and changing that, and that it's going to take time and whatever. But here's my biggest issue too, is that, and I'm not saying he was a better manager, I just find it a little disgraceful at times, the way Emery was treated compared to the way Arteta's being treated. And I just don't think that's right, especially when you look at the league form, the stats, the data, and the analytics. And all I'm saying is that I don't... Why is Aubameyang completely uninspired? Why is team completely uninspired? Why are we up and down, up and down? There's no consistency whatsoever. And at some point, you can't keep blaming the boss and the business and the executives and what's going on behind the scenes, because every single day it's you and the lads on the training pitch. It's down to you to get results, and it's down to them to make it happen. And it has not happened, Kev. That's all I'm saying. It has not
said that. That's all I've said.
Even you said that at some point we can't keep blaming Kroenke. We can't keep blaming Kroenke.
Listen, let me just say this. What's going on now? You could look at Kroenke over a period, but what's going on now on paper, Arsenal should nowhere ever be losing 11 games. Nowhere ever. Okay? Let's get that straight. It's been an awful season so far. But remember, Sophie, I said earlier on in these lockdowns, there's more pain to come because we are not the same team. We are not consistent. And if the game was played on paper, let's all go home. But it's not played on paper. It is played on a football pitch, 11v11. And if the Arsenal players go out there and do not perform, you cannot turn around and say, oh, it's this one's fault, it's that. It's those players on the pitch. The players on the pitch make managers, and the players on the pitch get managers sacked. Let's have it right. Because if the players on the pitch get results, the fan base are happy. If the players on the pitch do not get results, the fan base are unhappy. No matter how much he prepares them, or any manager prepares them. So,
Michane, we're not blaming Arteta for Emery being treated like shit. I'm saying Arsenal fans did that. So wash your ears out a little bit, perhaps. Because the thing is, and maybe you're right, Daniel. Maybe everyone has learned a little bit from being too harsh on Emery because where we're at right now. But you cannot tell me that Arteta has improved Arsenal just because we concede one goal in a game and not three. And we're still losing games and drawing games when we should be winning. We've been outdone by Wolves twice this season. We've been outdone by Aston Villa. You know, I was willing to sacrifice the FA Cup in order to be competitive in the Premier League. And my goal was, I want to win the Europa League. I'd love to win that because I knew that we wouldn't have a chance in the Premier League. And then when we realized that we didn't have a chance in the Premier League, he still sacrificed the FA Cup when maybe he shouldn't have, because that is still a route to Europe.
Yeah, but so again, Sophie, you see, there we go again. How did he sacrifice it? By changing it, right?
Would it be different, Casey?
No, hold on. Did he sacrifice it by changing the team?
Well, he's not for the better. There's change in the team.
He changed the team, and that's why we lost.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, but so, he didn't change the team for the better, did he? Let's be honest. There's changing the team, and there's weakening the team when you make changes.
No, but the team, Arsenal's team, when he changes it, would always be weak because the players who are coming in are not good enough to carry. It's not a matter of his like for like.
Be more prepared as a manager. Be more prepared.
How are you going to be more prepared when you have a listen? If you're a mechanic and you go to fix something and you haven't got the tools, what are you supposed to do?
Listen, I agree with that, but also he's.
No, but
been
you
playing,
so you can't say
he's
if
been
you
using,
agree with
no,
it.
No, he's been using.
You can't then turn around, Sophie.
No, don't turn it around on me. His rotation sometimes isn't necessarily. We want rotation, but you got to make the right choices. And sometimes he chooses the wrong players.
Yeah, that's what I said at the start, Sophie. He changed the team, right? He changed the team, but it's not as if he's got the squad where it's like for like. You see Manchester City. Manchester City could afford to have
De
Bruyne. You just
said don't compare us to them.
No, I'm saying like for like. Arsenal do not have like-for-like players. Manchester City could afford to have probably the most skillful player in the Premier League, the quality player, Kevin De Bruyne, on the bench at times.
Let me ask you a question. Because Steve brings up a good point. I want you to answer this as honestly as you possibly can. And thanks to everyone who's joining us, 400 plus of you in live chat right now. Hit that like button. You know you like it. Come on, hit it. Go on. Let's just see one hit. Okay. Kev, try and be as... I know you're always honest. I shouldn't even say that. Everyone, and hear me out, let me finish. Everyone is killing Jose Mourinho right now, okay? Mourinho had Tottenham at the tippy top of the Premier League mountain in December to the point where everyone was getting overly excited and people were like, oh my gosh, Spurs could win the league. you know, that when the year ends in one and all that garbage. They have fallen like a lead balloon. Everyone says he's lost it. Even we've said on this show, we've talked about it, how Mourinho is just not a good manager anymore, and that, you know, Spurs made a mistake getting rid of Pochettino, et cetera, et cetera. They're still in the League Cup final. They're still in the Europa League, and they still have a sniff of maybe getting top four or top six. But why is it people and Arsenal fans kill Mourinho for what he's done to Tottenham, and some Arsenal fans can't see that really, in essence, Arteta has done the same? We both have horrible playing styles. We both are not maximizing the prolific front line that we have. We've both made chops and changes that aren't necessarily the best for the team. You've got a Harry Kane who's won the Golden Boot at the World Cup as well. You've got Aubameyang for us who's been close to the Golden Boot two seasons in a row. Why is there one? Why can you criticize one and not the other? Help me understand.
I disagree. I disagree. I think both managers are getting criticized. And don't forget, Sophie, Mourinho was, some Arsenal fans were lauding Mourinho to come to Arsenal. The fact of the matter is, the love-hate relationship between Arsenal and Jose Mourinho goes back to his Chelsea days. After the disrespect he showed Arsene Wenger and our football club. Let's have it correct. Jose Mourinho is a manager who is a winner. He's won everything. He's done everything. He's brash. He talked bad about us, etc. So what do you expect when things start to go bad at your rivals? He's a double bubble. He's going to get double. We know Mikel Arteta is learning the job. No one ever said he's not. And that's either going to work for him or it's going to work against him at times. All right? That's the bottom line. It's either going to work for him or it's going to work against him. But Jose Mourinho was larging it up when he was at the top. But now that they're falling, is that same ladder again, that ladder of success? You know, when you're going past people, you're looking down with scorn, and now you're coming back down, you're the target. Arsenal, Mikel Arteta's going about his business. He's doing what he needs to do. We said he needed to get players out. He's got players out. But he couldn't bring anybody properly in. He couldn't really make a difference in this squad. So they're playing on different playing fields right now, Soph. Unfortunately.
And I appreciate that. And I agree with BX Gunner. This was not the job to learn on. Would you agree with that, Kev? No. Hindsight 2020.
No.
Are you still appointing Arteta as manager of Arsenal?
Yes, I am.
Would you appoint an inexperienced executive to run the Coca-Cola company?
It's different.
It's the same.
It's not the same.
Of course it is. What's the difference?
It's football. Football and Coca-Cola are two different things.
We're talking about experience.
It's two different things. If you know football, then, and Mikel Arteta knows football, nobody can't say he don't know football because he does. The problem for Coca-Cola would then be, Sophie, you can't go and get the top guys in for the big money who know how to run Coca-Cola with their eyes closed. Because Coca-Cola are not going to spend the big bucks to get the big CEO in. They're going to have to go for someone who is up and coming because of the budget. That's the only way you could relate it to Coca-Cola. Because Arsenal are not going to invest in a manager like Ancelotti, a Mourinho, or whatever, or Allegri, because of the budget. They're not going to give them the big money.
But we don't. They have competitors, trust me. But also, like, who is it who said up here? If the CEO of Coca-Cola had the worst sales, here we go, James. If Coca-Cola had its worst revenue in 50 years, that CEO would get binned fast. And you keep saying on this show, we're not a football club anymore, we're a business. And now you're saying we're football, so you can't compare the two.
Hold on a minute. We are a football club, but we're a business. So what's where is that shocking? We are a football club because that's what we do. We are a football club, but we are being run as a business. What part of that is wrong?
Listen, I'm not. Where is that person that? No, the point is that novices running multi-billion-dollar brands, learning on the job, isn't really always going to be the great decision. It's not like the disruptive universe of when Facebook came out and Instagram and Twitter and all these millennials who have, you know, these opportunities to create disruptive platforms. It's just not different. It's not the same. You're talking about institutional businesses that have been around for years and years and years and years and years. And look what happened with Chelsea, right? Would you say that firing Lampard and appointing Tuchel has been a good decision?
It hasn't made much difference.
But well, they haven't lost. That means statistically they might be similar.
It doesn't make much difference.
They could,
because that's what they do. That's what Abramovich does. Whether you win or you lose, that's what he does.
Well, someone said I'd be eating my words and that I should just admit that I want Arteta out. No. I won't be eating my words. I'll be eating humble pie with cream. And here's the difference. In fact, someone's going to throw the humble pie with the cream in my face, as Kevin suggested the other day. The point is this. I don't want managers fired. I don't want anyone losing their job or their livelihood. Although he'll be just fine if he lost his job, and like the rest of us who've lost our jobs in this COVID nonsense that has, you know, nonsense, I say, in the sense that what's happened and the world's changed and we weren't even prepared for that. But the point is that I think it's okay to criticize him. And Kevin says sometimes, how many times do I have to say the same thing? Well, how many times do I have to say the same thing? When you're Arsenal Football Club and you've lost 11 games and you've only won 10, okay, and you don't see an improvement on the pitch, and you're used to champagne football, call it right or wrong, but it got us in the top four year on year. We won four FA Cups. We scored goals at will against certain teams. And now you don't see that, and you don't see any progress, and we're in the bottom half of the table. I don't see why every Arsenal fan has every right at the end of this season, if we don't win the Europa League and we finish in the bottom half of the table, to question if Mikel Arteta is the right man for the job.
100%, Sof. That's 100%. So let's get to the end of the season. Let's see. Because, you just never know what happens. We don't know what's going to happen. Because, do you know what? This Arsenal team can blow hot and cold in the same week, in the same day, probably. So who knows what's going to happen with these guys?
The disagreement is in who's to blame. And currently, my personal opinion, and it's not the opinion of everyone on this show because everyone vocalizes their opinion the way they want, is that at this point of the season, where we're at the end of February and we have the record we do, I question the manager's ability to lead men into game after game and affect change. And I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And the proof is in the results pudding. 11 losses and 10 wins. That's it. That is it. Kevin, it's been a great show. It's been a brilliant show. I think I've asked all my questions. I asked you about, let's see, are we the worst team in the Premier League? You said no. I asked about Martinelli, which I don't think we got your, the last one was how far have we fallen on our rivals? We answered that. Mm-hmm. I asked you about Mikel Arteta and has he really improved the team and has he kept his job because he won the FA Cup? We did that. Mm-hmm. The Martinelli one, I didn't feel like we really...
Let's
nail that one, and then I did have one more. So let's do. I hope so. I hope he proves me wrong. Listen, I want Arsenal Football Club to be
doing well. Of course,
to do well.
Yeah,
I will eat humble pie all day long. I'm not afraid. I want him to win. Big up the lads! Yay! One of the boys. There we go. Super Kev Martinelli, explain it to me. Why is this happening? What is going on? My fear is that at some point he's going to lose patience. He's not a Haaland boy. He's not like Saka and Issa that, you know, grew up in this in the system and will probably stay for as long as we can hold on to them. You asked on Kevin Says. You asked the show.
I asked the question. He's going nowhere. He's on a long-term contract, and he's going to be one of the players who is going to be built around. Bottom line, he is. People might complain right now, but he's too talented a player.
Why is he not playing him, though? Why is he not playing him?
I don't know. Whether he's protecting him, I don't know. I don't know. You're going to have to ask the manager that, but I don't know. Like I said, I would have given him 15 minutes, but I'm not the manager. But this is one thing I do believe. Martinelli's going nowhere. He's going nowhere.
The top team in Europe offers him first team football. You think he's
going
nowhere?
He's going nowhere.
That's pretty confident.
Yeah, he's going nowhere.
All right. So the last one is this. Do we cash in on Pepe this summer?
No, we don't. I can't see it happening, and I don't think we will. I think the key to everything, and we discussed it earlier on in the show, is we need a squad where we could be like for like. So you need two players virtually for every position. So if you do need to move and shake, the player coming in the squad is as good as the player who steps out. That's how you get good. That's how in the past we've been good. That's how this Man City squad, that's how Liverpool have been. This is what we need. We need a squad, especially those attacking positions. They're the positions where you need to be able to move and shake, because defensively, you could be sound, but they're the glory boys. You need those to have the energy.
Yeah.
And I just don't think... I think Pepe's shown some really good signs. He has.
Yeah.
But I just think as a team, we're not quite there yet to maximize him.
Yeah. And his market value's diminished, let's be honest. He needs to be...
Sophie, can I make a point?
Yeah.
Can I make a point here? I watching the game sparingly, and I don't know if you noticed, our midfield never wanted to play forward.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that? When Partey and Xhaka play, we play forward and we cut through teams. Against City, we were sideways.
Yeah, sideways. I said sideways, backwards.
Playing to City's hands, because you know what? How many times, Sophie, just think about this. How many times did you see Arsenal saw a pass on, they passed it, and then a City player cut it out, and they were on the attack?
It's crazy.
It was a constant, because that's the way City play. Mm-hmm. But you have to play the way, but City play forward. You have to do that back to them.
Yeah, and I know we're going to cover some of this on Kevin Says on Friday as well, but we reverted back with El Neny and Xhaka especially. We go back to our old ways.
Safe, sideways back. Yeah.
It's really annoying. And also, just to everyone who said about Martinelli being injured and coming back, excuse me, Bellerin came back from a horrific injury and has been chosen week after week after week. Holding came back from a horrific injury and has been selected and chosen most weeks. So don't give me that Martinelli's not ready to play now, you guys. He's coming back from injury, but let's be consistent. This is where I get a little bit peeved with the manager. Be consistent in your decision-making and your choices. Don't treat one differently from the other. Yes, if the injury is different, but all three of those have had horrific injuries. So, you know.
He might play Martinelli. He might play Martinelli Thursday, for instance. So, you know. We don't know, but I'm just saying he might play him on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because his type of energy
could make a big difference. He's 19 years old. Of course, he's 19, but the others are older. So you would argue that the older player needs a little bit more rest versus the younger player, who's like a caged animal, Martinelli. He is a lion ready to roar, and it's time to unleash him. That's my opinion. I hope he thinks he's the future, because right now I'm not sure that I see it. And we just signed Holding to a 5-year deal. So don't tell me that Holding isn't part of the future and Arteta's decision making. So listen, been a great show. Some great comments and questions, Super Kev. Monday Madness kicks off the week. Great start. Don't forget to go visit our friends at footballprizes.co.uk. We'll get the Arsenal auction going tomorrow. We'll give a free ticket away this week as well. And last week it was Dennis Bergkamp. We had a ton of people that went over and checked it out. Unfortunately, one of our listeners did not win. So we're hoping, like the Arsenal, to get a win this week. And boy, do we need a win this week against Benfica. We're going to be back tomorrow night with Clive from the Arsenal Vision pod. Is that right, Super Kev?
Yep. Clive's and on. Looking forward to that.
Yep. And we're looking forward to having him on too. And thanks to everyone. Without you, there is no show. Kevin says won't be this Wednesday. As I said, we're moving it to Friday. So that will be a nice sandwich between what happens in the Benfica game and looking ahead to Leicester City as on well. Sunday. Kev, anything else?
No, because we've got a long week ahead of us, guys. We've got two games, obviously. We've got the Thursday game and the Sunday game. And, you know, Arsenal got to turn up Thursday, that's for sure. So, be good. And listen, if you agree with Sophie, great. And if you agree with me, even better. Come on, you Arsenal!